And I've seen them with the dozen eggs in them. You know how they break them eggs?
How?
They crawl up on a tree and fall out and break them eggs in them, and they digest.
That's amazing. What kind of snakes do you?
Chicken snakes.
Chicken snakes?
Mm-hmm.
For heaven's sake.
That's
that would scare me. I don't think
well, they did me too. When but I've been always used to them, see. Uh-huh. All my life I've been used to snakes and all kinds of vomits and things that live here, you see. Uh-huh. I'm not afraid of them. I've been out there at 12 o'clock at night, that chicken yard, and killed snakes and caught possums and everything out there.
Oh, my gosh. How'd you kill a snake? With a stick or
with a weeding hoe.
Uh-huh. Oh, gosh. I tell you, when they see,
if they ain't real interested in them, they get mostly after the egg just before they hatch, you see. They have an odor to them,
mm-hmm.
and they crawl up in there and swallow them, and they get chicken and egg both, see.
Mm-hmm.
And they get full of them, and they'll crawl up somewhere and fall out and break them in them and digest it.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll eat the fresh eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way they digest them, too. They break them in.
Boy, they really must look funny when they get those eggs.
They do, and they eat little chickens too. They swallow them whole.
And I guess you can see them sitting inside them too.
Yeah.
I don't know about that.
I've seen them launch them hit that door behind them.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be that big around when they get full of them things.
Well, do they ever crawl inside the place and then be too fat to get out after they eat the eggs?
No, they get out. They have a way out.
Uh-huh.
They find a way out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's interesting.
You see, they can climb up a tree or anything. They got them. They say a snake ain't got no feet. They use them scales to climb. You see, when they're climbing down, them scales holds them. When you're climbing up, them scales hold them.
Mm-hmm.
And they get out.
Mm-hmm. I never thought about that, but I guess they can climb trees.
Yes, they can. Mm-hmm. Any kind of a rattlesnake and a moccasin, thing like that. A moccasin will climb a tree, but it has to be leaning over a stream or something. They'll climb up in there. You know.
Yeah, those hang around the water, don't they, those moccasins?
Mm-hmm. And the rattlesnake lives on dry land,
uh-huh.
but he don't climb a tree.
Uh-huh.
And he attacks you, too.
Yeah. Well, it's a good thing he doesn't climb a tree. It's bad enough to have him on the wall.
Yeah, there's
the ground.
Enough tree animals, anyway.
What do you call a little thing that lives in the ocean, and it's about as long as my finger, and when you cook it, it turns pink and it sort of curls up?
It's, a lot of me likes them. Hold on. Sometimes I can't think of anything. They look like a worm, don't they?
Yeah, kind of. Uh-huh. You call these things shrimp?
Yeah, that's what they are, shrimp. They kind of curve around like that.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not familiar with them. I don't like them. I don't feel them.
Oh, I do like those. I think those are good. Here we go again. It's a matter of taste.
Oh, my yellows like them, but I don't like them. I was never used to nothing like that.
If you don't want a wolf, you don't...
Listen, you interrupted her tape recorder. Will you be still?
If you don't want a wool sweater to draw up when you wash it, you have to use cool water because hot water will make wool.
Shrink it.
Okay. What am I doing with my finger right now?
Pointing.
Okay. A round fruit is about this big around. It grows in Florida.
Orange.
Hey, buddy.
If a person doesn't want his car to get rained on, he might park it in a
shelter.
And what do you call a special kind of shelter for cars?
They build them on the houses now.
What else? That's right. Garage?
Garage.
Okay. To find out how tall somebody is, you might get a yardstick and...
Measure it.
People used to listen to the radio a lot, but nowadays a lot of people watch...
Television.
If you need to sue somebody, take him to court, you have to hire a...
Lawyer.
And the person who presides over the court is a...
Attorney.
Well, the man who sits up at the front of the room.
Oh, judge.
Mm-hmm. Bread is made from wheat that's ground up very fine, and that's called?
Flour.
Fences these days are usually made of?
Metal.
Okay. And when you put up a fence, when you put up fence posts, then you have to string some?
Metal wire
okay.
around it.
On Sunday, people go to?
Church.